Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and we're glad you're with us. We love hearing from you directly, you, our listeners. So if it's the top of the hour, 3 p.m. Central Time, you're hearing Basic Gospel Live, and this is your opportunity to call and speak directly with us right now at 844-322-2742. In Canada and the U.S., 844-322-2742. Let's talk about it now, because it's Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Thanks, Bob. We start a new month, and it's always exciting because we start a new theme, we start a new topic, and this month we're really going to talk about the foundation on which our lives are built, and that foundation is Jesus Christ and His love for us. And I love what Paul said in Romans chapter 8, that he was convinced, he became convinced that nothing could separate him from the love of God. And I think that's how we grow in maturity. We learn that nothing can separate us from the love of God. We're not so sure right at the beginning of our Christian lives. We've responded to the love of God, but we're not so sure if that's going to be there for us at all times, if even when we sin, what's going to happen then. So we have all of these questions. We have all of these doubts about the love of God. But as we grow in the grace of God, grow in our knowledge of Christ Jesus, through the promises that we read about in the Word of God, we become more and more convinced every day that nothing can separate us from the love of God. And that really starts at the cross. That starts at the place where God demonstrated His love for us. Listen to this from Romans chapter 5. This is verse 8. It says this, "But God shows His love for us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." So God's love has always been there for us, and we were unaware of it. But His love has always been there, and He demonstrated it. He wanted us to know that He loves us. So He demonstrated it for us, and that while we were sinners, Christ died. So what did Christ's death accomplish? Well, Christ's death, in that death, He bore our sins in His body. So the thing that we fear God the most is punishment for our sins. But when we see the perfect love of God that was demonstrated at the cross of Jesus Christ, that love starts to cast away that fear. We begin to rest in what Jesus Christ has accomplished for us and rejoice in the fact that He has taken away our sins forever. That's how the foundation of the love of Christ starts to be built underneath us. And so if you are struggling in your Christian experience, if you are suffering from doubt and all of those various things that so many people do, if you're living in guilt and shame and all of that, it's time to go back to the cross and allow the love of Christ to be built underneath you and in you. Mm-hmm. You need to recognize that God demonstrated His love for you right there, and that while you were a sinner, at your worst, God died. Jesus died for you. Yes, that's indeed the good news of the gospel. That's the foundation that God wants to build us all upon, the love of Christ that was demonstrated for us at the cross.
Absolutely. Great stuff, Bob. Thank you. And friends, thank you for being with us for this edition of Basic Gospel. We have open lines for you. If it's about 3 minutes after 3 Central Time, you're hearing Basic Gospel Live. And we would love to hear from you right now at 844-322-2742. In just a moment, we'll go to Canton, Texas and talk with Ashley. But before we go there, Bob, and to our listeners, Romans 10:14 has something very interesting to say. And it does say this: "How then can they call upon the one whom they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them?" Well, at Basic Gospel, we have a lot to say about that. Beyond radio and the internet, Basic Gospel has a growing list of resources to help our listeners hear, believe, and live in the good news of Jesus Christ. And you'll find them under resources at basicgospel.net. Included in that list, of course, is Bob Christopher's wonderful book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, along with other books, study guides, and teaching CDs and DVDs. We invite you to go there now and immerse yourself in the love and grace of God and Jesus Christ. Again, you'll find it at basicgospel.net under resources.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to our phone lines, and we're going to talk with Ashley, listening to us on The Word today in Canton, Texas. Hi, Ashley.
Hi. I was just wondering, can one be of an alternative lifestyle, such as gay or lesbian, and be a Christian?
Well, can they be both at the same time? Is that what you're asking?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, that's certainly a relevant question, isn't it? And is this something that you've been wondering, and some people have asked you about, and you're not sure how to answer, or what really prompts the question today?
Well, I am lesbian, and I feel as though I am Christian also. I was raised Christian. I believe in Christ. I have a relationship with Christ. But here lately, the deeper I go into my studies and the deeper I go with the Christian faith, I question myself. And so I would like to know what you say.
Okay. Well, Ashley, thank you for being honest and really laying it out there. I certainly appreciate that. And here's what I want you to know, Ashley, first and foremost. And this comes from the book of 2 Corinthians. And I think it's one of the most significant passages that we can read and understand. And it's this, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not counting their trespasses against them. And he is entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. So there was a problem that all of us experience, Ashley, regardless of the sins that we may do, whether those sins are of sexual nature or those sins are of like slander and gossip and lying and those sort of things, or whether they're of the nature of stealing or that. God wants us to know that he has reconciled us unto himself. That in Christ, through Christ's shed blood on the cross, he's taken upon himself all of those sins so that we could be made the righteousness of God. And in doing so, he's not counting your sins or my sins or anyone's sins against them. That's good news, isn't it? Okay, so God isn't counting your sins against you. And the reason he's not counting those sins against you is because, Ashley, he wants you to have his life. You and I come into this world, we feel distant from God. We feel like he's a million miles away. Sometimes we feel like there's this emptiness inside of us. There's this ginormous hole that can't be filled by anything. We try and we try and we try, and yet we're still empty inside. That hole is still there. We're missing something. And what the Bible says we're missing is that we're missing life. We're missing the very life of God in us. So Jesus Christ reconciled us. He took away our sins. He's not counting those sins against us. He's removed that barrier so that we could receive life, his life. And when we receive his life, that's when we're born again. That's when we're made new by the very Spirit of God. And that's God's desire for you. Now, when that happens, he gives you a new identity. He calls you a child of God. That's who you are. So you're not a gay Christian or an adulterer Christian or anything like that. You're simply a Christian. And if you've struggled with some type of sin in your life, then that is still going to be a part of that flesh of yours. That doesn't mean those desires are going to go away, but those desires don't define you. They're not your identity. You've been made a new creature in Christ. You have a new identity. That identity is a child of God. And as you grow in the grace of God and grow in your knowledge of Christ Jesus, that identity, discovering, learning who you are in Christ, begins to shape every other aspect of your life. So that's how this Christian life works. So God isn't counting your sins against you. He wants you to receive his life. And in receiving his life, the old Ashley dies in Christ, is buried in Christ, and is raised to walk in the newness of life. That's what the gospel message is all about. It's the death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus. When you identify with Jesus through faith, you die in Christ. Your old Ashley is buried, and you're raised to walk in the newness of life. Does that make sense? So, Ashley, have you ever come to the point in your life where you've received the life of Christ, where you said, I'm empty, I need somebody to save me, to give me new life, and I want that life today? Have you ever come to that point where you've received the life of Christ?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
I just feel sometimes I've felt alone, and I've never felt that before, but sometimes I do, and I just wonder if this is my lifestyle that's hindering me from feeling that to God.
Well, Ashley, I mean, you're obviously struggling with whether or not your lifestyle is what God really wants for you. Is that correct? I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I really want to get to the nature of your struggle. So is that a fair assessment?
That is a fair assessment.
Okay. So let me ask you, do you believe that Jesus Christ loves you more than any other person that you've ever encountered?
I do.
Okay. Do you believe that Jesus Christ has the very best in mind for you?
I do.
Okay. Are you willing to trust him and step out in faith and be led by his Spirit in your life from this day forward?
I am.
Okay. So if he says, I want you to give up that lifestyle, is that request, is that going to be something that he's saying to you out of a heart of love and for your benefit? It would be.
I know that it would be.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if he has your best in mind and he's moving you in a direction because he loves you and he knows that's best, are you willing to have the courage to step out in faith and say, yes, I'm going to go in that direction?
Yes.
Okay. So, Ashley, was there a point in your life where you felt like you were gay, you were different, and you kept that a secret, and then there was a point where you said, I'm just gonna let people know who I really am? Was there a point where that happened, where you did that?
Yes.
Okay. That was a courageous step, wasn't it? And a hard step.
It was.
Okay. But now, Ashley, you've got a new identity in Jesus Christ. He's forgiven all of your sins. He's made you holy through his shed blood. He has given you his righteousness. He has made you alive together with Christ, and he sent his Spirit to take up residence in you. And now you have a new identity. It's going to be even more of a courageous step to come out and say, I'm a child of God, and I'm totally identified with Jesus and his death, his burial, and his resurrection. It takes guts, Ashley. And you have the very power of God living in you to give you the power to take that stand and say, yes, I'm a child of God.
Thank you so much.
Does that make sense?
It does.
Yeah. Well, can I just pray with you and for you right now?
Yes.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for Ashley. Thank you for the courage that you've placed in her heart to truthfully and honestly wrestle with this issue that's going on in her life. Thank you that today she picked up the phone and dialed in to ask this question. And Lord, give her the assurance that she truly belongs to you. Have your Spirit work overtime in her life to bear witness with her human spirit that indeed she is a child of God, that her sins have been forgiven, that she stands totally righteous in your sight. And then give her the courage to step out and proclaim to the world, I am a child of God, a new covenant believer, totally connected now and forever to the very love of Jesus Christ and to the very life of Jesus Christ. And I thank you for the work that you've been doing in Ashley's heart, and we look forward to all that you're going to continue to do in her journey with you. And I pray that if we at Basic Gospel can come alongside of her, that you will make that opportunity happen. And so we trust you, and we lift Ashley to you, and thank God for her. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Well, Ashley, we want to stay connected to you, okay? And we would like to be here and be available to you to call and ask any question that you want to. And we want to walk with you in this journey, okay? So
okay.
Can I put you on hold, and we'll get some information from you. And I want to send you a copy of my book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. And I think it will be a big help to you, okay?
And something about identity as well, okay. Of course, yes. Included in your book.
Yes, though. Yes, indeed. So, Ashley, thank you for calling. You've made my day. This is, I appreciate the courage that you had, and this has been a conversation that I've looked forward to having on radio, and thank you for being the one to bring it. So hang on, Ashley. We'll get some information and send you a copy of that book, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Hold on.
Well, it gets a little emotional for the counselor, as when a heart is willing, but the flesh is weak. And so wonderful counsel, Bob, for Ashley. 844-322-2742. If you have something going on, if you have a question you'd like to pose, why, we would love to hear from you right now, 844-322-2742. And friends, again, we're greatly encouraged and appreciative of all of you who gave toward the $50,000 need we had moving toward the end of September. In the next day or two, we should have a report on where we ended on the 30th. But in the meantime, if you have a new gift for you in October, for our October, Bob, I'm having trouble. October donors here.
It's a long word,
it
Bob.
Is.
It's
October,
a long word.
Long word. It is. Yeah. But anyway, this it's called The Basic Gospel, strangely enough. It is a book called by that title, The Basic Gospel. It contains the truths that build a rock-solid foundation in your life and give you the essentials for experiencing the fullness and abundance of life in Jesus Christ, the life that he has provided. The Basic Gospel, it's the October gift for our donors, and as always, you can make your gift at basicgospel.net. Well, Bob, we had this call, came in off hours. Let's listen.
I was going to ask a question on, you know, you were just talking about pornography and making laws and that that's not going to eradicate pornography. And I agree with you. But my question is we should still make laws to try to curb it. Or is that not what you guys believe? That's my understanding, because we know it's evil and wicked. But I do agree with you that only God changing the heart is going to change men, but we can't let it just run wild. Okay, thank you.
Well, that's a great question. Should we still make laws? And certainly, you know, governments, they make laws. Here in America, we talk day in and day out about being a country that is governed by the rule of law. But we have to realize that laws are as only good as the virtue of the people. So they're meant to punish those who violate the laws, to, you know, enforce it through punishment and those sort of things. So as far as governments, whether it's federal government, state government, county government, city government, there needs to be rules and regulations. The fewer of those, I think, the better. We can't look to law as the be all and end all, because laws aren't going to solve problems. They're just going to identify what the problems are, and we need to be aware of it. So Paul says in Romans 3:20 that through the law comes the knowledge of sin. We learn those things that miss the mark, those acts that miss the mark. So when we put a law in the book said pornography is illegal, we're just saying that act is not a good act. It's not a loving act. It's not something that is beneficial to our society. So we get a knowledge of that through the law. Now, is that law going to eradicate it? Is that law going to put pornography out of business? And absolutely not. It's just not going to do it. So yes, do we put laws on the books, you know, as far as human government is concerned? You bet we do. But as far as the church, the body of Christ is concerned, we know we have a message that can actually speak to the heart and can transform a heart. So we, as the people of God, need to lift our voices in communicating the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's what God has entrusted us to do. And so, yeah, there's going to be the role of government and the laws that governments put on the books. That's one thing. But we, as the body of Christ, have something else. We just need to realize that. Paul put it this way: for while we were living in the flesh, our sinful passions aroused by the law were at work in our members to bear fruit for death. You tell somebody that is prone to pornography just to stop pornography, then that law is going to work with those sinful passions, and it's going to bear fruit for death. That's the reality. Mm-hmm. So that's what we want to need. Sabrina from Dallas is wondering why I didn't tell Ashley that being gay is wrong. I think she knew that, Sabrina.
Yeah.
She absolutely knew it. Otherwise, she wouldn't have called in today. She was struggling. So she needed hope. She needed the good news of Jesus Christ. So don't underestimate the power of the gospel, the goodness of God, the love of God to do his work in a person's life. Jesus has already condemned sin,
yes,
in sinful man 2,000 years ago. Lifting up the good news tells that story better than anything you and I could ever say. And that's it.
That's it. Well said, Bob. Thank you very much. Well, that's it for today for Basic Gospel, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you back again for another edition tomorrow, same time, same station. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.